Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Taf Mem Zayin. The Gemara starts off Tanu Rabbonon Kivsei Atzeres Ein Mekachin Es Alechem Elo Bishchita Keitzad Shochton Lishmon Vezorak Domon Lishmon Then Kiddush Alechem. And the Gemara begins down with Shitas Rebbe. That Rebbe holds the Kiddush Alechem takes place with the Shchita. The Gemara says, Eblozer Reb Shimon, the Braisa says, the argues on Rebbe, Eblozer Reb Shimon, Oimer, Le'oilom in the Kodosh, Ad She Yishchoit Lishmon, V'Yizrik Domon Lishmon. In order that there should be a Kedush on the Lechem, a Kedush as Haguf, like we'll see in Suh in the Sugya, there has to be both a Shchita and a Zrika. And this is the Machlokes Rebbe and Eblozer Reb Shimon we find a few places in Shas. This is the Klal of Shnei Dvorim HaMatirim Zeh, the two things which are Mati. In the case where you need two Dvorim HaMatirim, is it necessary to have both Bein Shchita and the Zrika, or it's enough with the Shchita by itself? The Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Tes discusses similarly L'gabba the Nesochim, is the Kedusha with the Shchita, or do you need the Zrika also? So too we find in Yevomes, Kuf Dalet Omid Beis, L'gabba Rikika, in the Chalitza, do we say that in Shnei Dvorim HaMatirim, we need to have both of them, or is it enough only one? And the Karenuri over here discusses how can we learn out different places in Shas if the Gemara by us says we learn this dinim from Psukim of Yaseh and Zevach, like the Gemara discusses, where is the Makuri for other places in Shas of Shnei Dvorim HaMatirim? Baal Koponim, the Gemara by us is discussing this din of Shnei Dvorim HaMatirim by the Shtei Alechem, the Kedusha of the Shtei Alechem. The procedure, the way it worked, the Shtei Alechem used to be bought from the Mois of the Trumas Halishko, which has a loch of Kedushas Domim, and the Shaila of the Sugya, which is going to be discussed in our whole Omid, when does this Kedusha change over to Kedushas Haguf? There's different halochas by Kedushas Haguf over Kedushas Domim, there's no Pidyon, and there's other dinim that's Psolioitze, and the Gemara discusses when is the Kedushas Haguf Chal on the Shtei Alechem, and this is the Machlokes Rebbe and Eblozer Reb Shimon. Rebbe holds the Kedushas Haguf is ready by the Shchita, and Eblozer Reb Shimon holds it's only by the Zrika. Now there's another Yesodus Diga Gemara later on, at the end of the 6th period, Rebbe Shmuel, on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, which is a Be'emes HaShlome to the Machlokes over here of Rebbe and Eblozer Reb Shimon, and it is very Negea to the sugya of Zika, which we're discussing in this dafiv Memvov and Memzayin, in the Machlokes between Rebbe and Eblozer Reb Shimon. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha of Tanur, Mekadesh, that used to bake the Shtei Alechem in the Tanur, in the Azor, in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Machlokes over there, the Gemara discusses if the Tanur had the halacha of a Kli Kodesh, that the Afir, the baking was done in the Azor, it had a halacha of a Kli Shoris, and therefore it was Mekadesh, anything which went inside and was baked by Komu Paneo Betanu. Or the Tanu was not Mekadesh, the Tanu was a Kli Choyl, and the Kedusha was only later on. Now if the Tanu was Mekadesh, then Be'emes, the Kedusha's Haguf, is going to be Chal, like every Kli Shoris, every Mincha, which is placed in the Kli Shoris, becomes a Kedusha's Haguf. And then all the Kedushas is already by the Tanu, if you hold Tanu Mekadesh. So says the Gemara in Ayin Beis Amud Beis, that Rebbe is the one who holds that Tanu Mekadesh. This is a suggestion of the Gemara, that Rebbe should hold Tanu Mekadesh. Says the Gemara L'chayr, there's a steer from our Braisa, that we see that Rebbe cannot hold Tanu Mekadesh. Because if we hold that the Tanu is already Mekadesh Kedushas Haguf, then why does Rebbe say over here by the Shtei Alechem, that the Kedushas Haguf is only by the Shchita? L'chayr, the Kedushas Haguf is ready earlier by the afir, by the baking in the Tanu, if he holds Tanu Mekadesh. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Be'emes, it could be that Rebbe is the one who holds Tanu Mekadesh. But the reason why the Gemara we hear says in the Braisa that Rebbe holds the Shchit, the Kedusha, is only by the Shchita, says the Gemara, this is not discussing the Kedusha's Haguf, this is discussing Hukvu, Veloy Hukvu, a Kvius. The Loshen of the Gemara over there is Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's Teretz in the Gemara, Hukvu, Veloy Hukvu, the discussion of Rebbe and the Eblozer Reb Shimon is not legabe the Kedusha, but it's legabe the Kvius. Now the Gemara is very not clear what the Gemara means to say. Says Rashi over there, and I'm based on his base. The Gemara means to answer that the Kedusha's Haguf is already held by the Tanu, because Tanu Mekadesh. the din and the machlekes of Rebbe and Eblozer Beb Shimon is benegea a different halacha of a kviyas which is chal with the shchita or is only chal with the zrika. Says Rashi, what is the difference of the kviyas? Because Rebbe holds that with the shchita already is chal, and therefore if it was later on a zrika sheloy lishma, we cannot go and change the lechem to a different korban because there's already a kviyas chal with the shchita. Mashinken and Blazer Reb Shimon holds that even though now the zrika of the kvasim was done sheloy lishmon, we could take this lechem and bring it lezevach achir. We could bring different kvasim with the lechem, and this is the machlekes of a year. The lashon of the Gemara Bemis is lavdafka of kedusha in mekadshines alechem ele b'shchita. Bemis the kedusha is ready chal by tanu if we all tanu mekadish, but it means to say that the kedusha of the kviyas which is chal through the shchita, and this is the machlekes, is there already a kviyas which is chal by the shchita, or only a kviyas, which is only going to be chal by the zrika, according to Reb Blazer Reb Shimon. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara later on in Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Now Tosfos earlier in Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph Deva Maschil Veizoyi, he is matmiya. He asks on this Rashi at the end of the Tosfos. Tosfos says that Rashi is the chayyim mamash apella, because the Gemara has a whole discussion in his Dafim of the aloch of zika, and the Gemara has a tzad that is already zika even by the tenufa. So how can you actually go and say that the machlokes between Rebbe and Blazer Reb Shimon is benegeya if you're allowed to change and bring the lechem with different kvasim? There's a loch of zika. Maybe already by the tenufa there's a zika. And more so, says Tosfos, even if there's no zika by the tenufa, by al koponim by the shchita, there definitely is a zika, and there's a kvias already being chal that you're not allowed to change the lechem to be brought with different kvasim. Now says Tosfos that this din of the Gemara that is a loch of zika by the shchita is even according to Reb Blazer Reb Shimon, even though Reb Blazer Reb Shimon holds that the kedusha is only later on by the zrika, because there's shnei dvarim amatir, we need to have both of them. But al koponim the din zika that it's ma'akev, you're not allowed to go and change the lechem to be brought with different kvasim, this is agreed upon. Even the Blazer Reb Shimon holds there's a loch of zika by the shchita, and explains Tosfos the reason is because even according to the Blazer Reb Shimon, the Gemara says by us in Daf Mem Zayin, Reb Yochanan says that Akol Moedim, everyone agrees that there has to be al koponim the lechem in the Azorah b'shas shchita. Even according to the Blazer Reb Shimon, there is a din that the lechem has to be b'shas shchita. It's not only the zrika which is doing the kedusha, and therefore there's already b'shas shchita a zika which is enough to be mechayev. You cannot change and bring the lechem with different kvasim. So how could you actually say that the machlokes between Rebbe and Blazer Reb Shimon is benegeya leshanois halechem im zevach acher? L'chaya, this is already by the tenufa of the zazika, or al kaponi by the shchita. Even according to Blazer Reb Shimon, you cannot change over the korban, the lechem, with a different korban. And therefore, says Tosfos, a different pshat in the Gemara later on in Ayin Beis Amid Beis, says Tosfos, the Gemara means that the kviyas does not mean to change the lechem to a different keves. It means that the kviyas is chal benegea the dauge of kedushas haguf, which is needed for the psul of yoytze. The Gemara says that in order to have a psul yoytze, we need to have a dauge of kedushas haguf, and shitas haTosfos is, it is not enough with the kedushas klishoris. It needs to have a kedushas korban, like we find in Tosfos many times in Zvachim Daf Chof Amid Beis. Tosfos discusses this earlier in Menachos also in Daf Tes, and therefore there's a din that we need to have a kedushas korban with in order to be chal a psul of yoytze. And this is a discussion of machlokes in this dag of kedusha. When is this chal? Even though we had already tanur, which is tanur mekadish like a klishoris, but this is not enough for psul of yoytze. And we need to have the kedushas haguf of the korban, which is only going to be chal with the shchita according to Rebbe, or with the zrika according to Reb Blazer Reb Shimon. But to change the korban, the lechem, with a different kvasim, this everyone holds we're not allowed to change, because there's already a zika, either by the tnufa or by the shchita. This is how Tosfos asks on Rashi. L'chir Rashi is very hard to understand. How does Rashi learn the machlokes by the din of kviyas? L'chir it's neged our whole sugya. But many achrinim say the oilas shloima leitan mem zayin amad aleph Rashi divar maschil kibeinayu. So to the mikdash David in simchof tes if cotton hay, they explain that Rashi beemes argues on Tosfos, and Rashi holds that Reb Blazer Reb Shimon disagrees with the halacha of shchita isa zika. Even though we learned the whole daf of Gemara that is a zika by the shechita, but this is only according to the Shitas Rebbe, that Rebbe is the one who holds that the shechita can make a zika, since the shechita itself is enough to go and give a kedusha. Memela, the shechita of the kvosim is enough to make a zika. Mashenkin according to Blazer Reb Shimon, shechita is not enough to make a zika. Even though it could be a Blazer Reb Shimon will agree that if they made a tnufa, then tnufa is a zika. But this is only because the tnufa is done both together, the kvosim and the lechem. This is what makes the creates the zika and the connection between the two. Mashenkin shechita, which is only on the kvosim, since there's no kedusha according to Blazer Reb Shimon being chalyet until the zrika, therefore Bemis has no zika with the shechita, and this is why Rashi says that Blazer Reb Shimon holds we're allowed to go and change the korban, the kvosim, to a different korban, since Bemis there's no shechita yet, there's no zika being chal yet by the shechita. Chidush according to Shitas Rashi, that the whole halacha of zika by shechita is only in Shitas Rebbe, and according to Blazer Reb Shimon, there's no zika yet by the shechita. Mamelis are very yisoidesig machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. If in Shittas Blazer Reb Shimon we have a zika by the shechita or not, and the Oila Shleime explains that with this we can understand Rashi later on in the Gemara, we'll see soon in the Gemara Ike Beinayu Lefsule Beyotze, and it seems that Rashi says that even after the shechita one can change and bring the lechem with different kvosim, if the kvosim, the first ones, were koriv shelo lishma, asks the Oila Shleime, there's a loch of zika which is ready by the shechita. Says the Oila Shleime, Rashi over there is discussing Shittas Blazer Reb Shimon, and according to Blazer Reb Shimon, Rashi holds there's no zika being chal yet until the zrika, or with the Maise Tenufa, if the Tenufa was done. Mashainkin, if there's no Tenufa, or there was only a Shechita, then Be'emes, there's no Zika yet, and this is Shittas Blazer Reb Shimon, you're allowed to change and bring the Kvosim, bring the Lechem with different Kvosim. A Chiddush of Shittas Rashi, the way the Achrinim explain. But the Biskarov, he says over here in the Ksovim and Stensach in a few places, he explains Shittas Rashi in a different way. And it's a very yesoidistig havona in the whole sugya over here of Zika. Says the Biskarov that Be'emes, we look in the Loshon of the Gemara in Ayin Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara does not use a Loshon of Zika, which is this Nusach and the Loshon which is being used by us in the sugya in Daf Memvov and Memzayin. Over there, the Gemara uses a different Loshon of Kvias. The Gemara's Loshon is Hukvu, Veloy Hukvu. So we have to really understand, L'chira, why does the Gemara change this Loshon and use a different term to explain this din if we're allowed to go and change the Lechem to be brought with different Kvotzim. Explains the Biskarov that Be'emes one can say that there's two different ideas going on over here. Two different Musogim of the Halacha of Zika and the Halacha of Kvias. Says the Biskarov, the din of Zika, which we find by us in the sugya of Memvov and Memzayin, is Be'emes, there's no change in the Ike Korban itself of the Kvosim and the Korban of the Lechem. The Korban stays the same, that is a Hakrova of the Kvosim, and there's also a Hakrova on the Lechem. The Lechem itself did not become one, did not change into a different Hakrova, into a different Korban. The Lechem stayed the same, but there's a loch of a zika, there's a connection, which is mechayiv, that they ma'akiv each other, even though there's mandomim, they're not ma'akiv, but with the shechita itself, then there's a zika, which is ma'akiv, they're connected to each other, that each one, in order to be kosher, needs to have the other akrova also. Even though they're two separate akrovas, but the kvosim are connected to the lechem, and so too the lechem are connected to the kvosim. This is a loch of zika, a connection which is going on over here, either through the tnufa or by the shechita, is oisa zika. The Gemara later on, which Rashi discusses in the Gemara Na'im Beis, which is a loch of kvias, over there says Biskarov, this is a whole new idea, a whole new concept. This yesoid of kvias is that through the shechita itself, which is a kedusha minchal according to Rebbe, then be'emes, the Hakrova itself changes over and becomes one korban together, the Kvosim and the Lechem. The Kvosim and the Lechem change over from being two Hakrovas, they're now Nikva, they're Kavua together, that there's one Hakrova going on, and there's only one korban over here. And therefore, the reason why we cannot change the Kvosim, the Lechem, and be brought to a different Kvosim is because they already nikva, they won korban together with these kvosim, and if the kvosim later on had the zrika shalilishmo, which does not have lechem, then mamela the lechem is possible because they won korban together with these kvosim. This is a kvias, it's not a loch of a zika of a connection, but it's a kvias which is a shinui in the ika krova that became one korban. Masha'inkim by zika, there's still two korbonos, they're two akrovas, but they're ma'akiv each other because there's a connection between them. Says the Biskaryov, we find earlier in the Gemara, Daf Tezvov, in Menoches, legabe the dinim of pigel, the Gemara over there says that if you're mefagel in the kvosim, then there's a pigel chal in the lechem, and the Gemara over there discusses in the Machlokes Remeir and Abonon, that the reason is because there's already kvias in the shchita. Explains the Biskaryov, this, over there the Gemara uses a lotion of kvias also, because the din of pigel, in order that one should go and be mefagel the other, we need to have, that it should be one korban, then kamichal, a pigel, one to the other. Mashenkin, if there's two korbonos, but they're just connected, that they're ma'akiv each other, mitzad the din of zika, this will not be enough for the aloha pigel. Kvias is much more inherent, it changes the ikka, krover, that it became one korban of the kvias together, and this is enough to create a pigel one unto the other. This is the aloha of kvias, and this is the machlekes, Rebbe and Ablozer, Rebbe Shimon, later on in Ayin Beis Amud Beis. But it explains the Biskaryov that lemaisa, we still have to understand what Rashi over there says. That according to Ablozer, Rebbe Shimon, there's no kvias being chal by the shechita, and therefore one can change, and one can bring the lechem with different kvasim, if later on there was a zrika shalili shma. Asks the Biskaryov, very nice, there's no kvias yet, because the kvias of one korban only happens with the zrika, according to Ablozer Reb Shimon. But l'chayyad is the aloch of zika, which Tosis Kasha is. That l'chayyad, what happened to the aloch of zika, which is a kaponim already by the shchita, if we're going to say, like Tosis explains, that Ablozer Reb Shimon also agrees to the din zika, which is in the sugya of shchita is a zika, is even according to Ablozer Reb Shimon. Explains the Biskaryov that according to what we just explained, that the din of zika is a connection between the two akrovas that they ma'akiv each other, then one can say that later on when the kvosim had the zrika shaloi lishmon, which this causes, that the kvosim's hakrova does not need to have any lechem, because the kvosim shaloi lishmon becomes a shlomim, which does not have a krova of lechem, memela now this hakrova does not need anymore the lechem, then memela with a krova of shaloi lishmon, it's also poka, the zika from the lechem onto the kvosim, because the whole yesoid of zika is that they're interconnected. The kvosim needs the lechem, and the lechem needs the kvosim. This is a din ikuv, which is chal through a zika. Later on, when it was done a zika of shaloi lishmo, which disconnected the kvosim from the lechem, because the kvosim in the hakrova of shaloi lishmo does not need to have lechem, memele is disconnected from the sheiches to the lechem, this automatically disconnects the lechem from the kvosim, because they're only connected if they both need each other. Now that the kvosim do not need the lechem, so too the lechem do not need these kvosim, and memela one can go ahead and bring the lechem with different kvosim, if there was be'emes as zrika shloli shma later on. Memela, this is what Rashi says in Ayin Beis Amud Beis, that in a case where there's a zrika shloli shma, mitzad aloch of zika, which is only a connection between each other, then since the zrika shaloi lishmo disconnected the kvosim from the lechem, so too there's no din anymore that the lechem need these kvosim, and the lechem can be brought to me with different kvosim, mitzad the halach of zika. But mitzad the din of kvias, that already became one korban together with the kvosim, then enichanami the kvosim are kosher later on with the zrika shaloi lishmo, because they have a krova without lechem, but the lechem is still going to be possible, because the lechem was already nikva, it's already kavua, that it belongs to the same akrova of these kvosim, and there's no way we can go and bring these lechem with different kvosim, because the aloch of kvias, mitzad the aloch of zika, they're already disconnected, because shaloi lishmo is mafkia the zika. But mitzad the din of kvias, now there's a aloch that it's already kavua, and this stays even later on when the kvosim had a zika of shaloi lishmo. Memele comes out of Yisidus to Gavona in the Machlokes between Rebbe and Ablozer Reb Shimon, which Rashi says in the fine base, is a Machlokes legabe the din kvias, which is a new idea that became one korban. Rebbe holds this kedusha is created by the Shechita, And the blood of Reb Shimon says it's only created by the Zrika. And then Afkemina is, in the case where it had the din of Shelo Lishmo, where mitzad the din of Zika became Pokah the Zika, Masha'in Kain in the case, in the din of Kvias, which according to Rebbe is Chalaredi by the Shchita, even by a Shelo Lishmo, the Lechem is Posel, and this is the Machlekas of Rebbe and the blood of Reb Shimon. Memela says in Biskarov, it could be that even the blood of Reb Shimon agrees that there's a din of Shchita or Yisrael Zika, but this is only if there's no Akrov later on of a Shelo Lishmo. This is where you say the Stigya, Nukud of a Biskarov, you say that any time is going to be a Zrika Shelo Lishmo, then this is going to disconnect the Zika, and Memela there's only going to be left over with a loch of Kvias, which will depend on the Machlekes, Rebbe and the blood of Reb Shimon, if it is Chal by the Shchita or only by the Zrika. And the Biskarov explains, we mentioned earlier that from Mvav, a Tesefta which is Mavua, that even by Zrika Shelo Lishmo, we're allowed to go ahead and bring the Lechem with different Kvasim, and we asked over there from the Karen Uriya, what happened to the din of Shchita, he says Zika. Over there we explain the Karen Uriya and the Mikdash Tovid, they say that by Shelo Lishmo it is not called the Ovad Alechem, but the Biskarov explains that since later on there was a Zrika of Shelo Lishmo, this is what Mafkia the Zika, and it allows the Lechem to be brought now with different Kvasim. A very Yisaita Sigan Ukuda from the Biskarov explaining Shitas Rashi in Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Moving further on, in the Machlekes over here, Rebbe and the blood of Reb Shimon, in Tosfos Tiva Maschil Achi Yishchit, Tosfos brings down a Gemara in Psochim Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that even according to Reb Lozor Reb Shimon, who holds that Shnei Dvorim HaMatirim Akvin Zezeh, we need to have the Shchita and the Zrika, but if it's Nishpach Adam, then it's already Kodesh HaLechem, because Reb Lozor Reb Shimon holds like his father, Reb Shimon, who holds that Koloim Elizrei Kizor Ukdomi, and this is enough to allow the Kedusha to be Chal already, even if there's no actual Zrika. Now asks the Biskarov, the very Tzedisig Akash over here on Tosfos, the Biskarov over here in Kisvi agrees, he asks, that L'chir, how can this din of Koloim and Lizri Kizorik Domi be enough for Shita as a Blazer Beb Shimon? L'chir, the Gemara over here by us explains that we have a posuk of Yaseh, She Yaseh, Kol Asiyosov, the Kedusha needs all the Asiyas, it needs the Shchita, it needs the Zrika. Memela, if we don't have the Zrika, L'chir, Koloim can never give us the Maila of the Heta and the Kedusha which is going to be Chal with the Zrika. Normally we find the Maila of Koloim Elizri Kizorik Domi by Tumma, the Gemara says in Baba Kama Ayin Zayin, that it suddenly doesn't have a Toyas Oichel until the Zrika, because it's missing the Heta. Memela says the Gemara, if you hold Koloim Elizri, we look at it as Kizorik Domi, and it has already now already a Toyas Oichel, because it's only missing the Zrika. Says the Biskirov over there, we do not have to have the Zrika for the Etzem Mati. Koloima tells us that we look at it, it's already been Nizrak Adam, and it's already as a Toyas Oichel, it can be Mekabel Tumah. Masha'inkin over here, we need the Zrika itself to go be Mekadish Lelechem. How could Koloima tell us that this is enough, since it's Oimed Lizrak, so we have already the Kedusha? At the end of the day, there's no Zrika being done. No one's gonna allow a din Zrika through the Aloch of Koloima every single time we have to do a Zrika Sadam. Zrika Sadam, according to Shimon, who holds Koloim Elizri Kizorik Domi, we shouldn't have to do Zrika, and we should have all the dinim of the Heta and the Kapora and the Heta Achila all through the Aloch of Koloim. Says the Biskarov, normally, of course, we need to have the Maisa Zrika in order to go and be Matib Bepoil. And since we need a Kedusha over here to be Chal, L'chir, how come to Blazer Beb Shimon should be enough for Aloch of Koloim Elizri Kizorik Domi? Explains the Biskarov that L'chir, it's Muchach over here, that Reb Lozor Beb Shimon also agrees, even if we have Shnei Dvorim HaMatirim, but it is also enough, each one by itself can also go and do the Kedusha by itself, the Shchita itself is enough, and so to the Zrika, if the Lechem was in the Azara, it will also be enough. The only reason why Reb Lozor Beb Shimon holds that we need to have the Zrika is because Ma'akev, he learns out of Alochov, Yaseh Kol Asiyosov, that the Zrika is Ma'akev, the Kedusha, which should be Chal through the Shchita, that it does not allow the Shchita to be Mekadish the Lechem by itself, until the Zrika was done. But it's not Pshat that we need the actual Zrika to go and do, and be Mekadish the Lechem together with the Shchita. And therefore, since it is only a Ikov, the Shchita itself can be Mekadish if it is a matter of Koloim and Lizrik. Is how the Biskarov explains the Chiriz Muchach from this Gemara in Psochim, which Tosfos Bas quotes, that there's a loch of Koloim and Lizrik for the din of Reb Lozor Beb Shimon. Now the Biskirov does point out that in Rashi is now sugya, when Rashi explains the Gemara of Yaseh Kol Asi Yosef, Rashi's mashma that according to the Blos Reb Shimon Ben Mitzvah Shechita is not doing anything, it's a Zrika, which is creating the Shechit, the Kedusha on the Lechem. But L'chayr, from this Gemara, L'chayr will be Mavur, that the Shechita itself has already got the Koyach to go and be Mekadish, the Lechem. It is only the needed Zrika for Ikuv and Koloim El Israel could be enough to allow the Kedusha to be Chal only through the Shechita by itself. Moving further on in the Gemara later on brings down a Machlokes, Abaye and Rava. In the Gedda of the Kedusha, according to Rebbe, now it's very complicated, the Gemara, there's two Gerses in the Gemara. Rashi, the Gers which we have by us in the Sugya, is like Rashi's first Gersa, which is very hard to understand, that the Gemara says, according to Abaye, Loi Tofish Pidyoinoi, and according to Rava, it's Tofish Pidyoinoi. That means according to Abaye, since the Kedusha over here is Einoi Gomu, it's less Kodosh, therefore it's Loi Tofis Pidyoinoi. Mashenkin, according to Rava, since it's more Kodosh, it can be more Tofis Pidyoinoi, it's easier to go and be Poida the Korban, since it's more Kodosh, Tofis quotes the Gemara in Bukhuris, Tesvavam Ridvei, so we find a similar idea that the more Kedusha there is, the easier it is to make the Pidyon. But Rashi already asks very strongly on this Girsa, that the Chira, we never find the Kedusha's Haguf, which has Pidyon, and therefore according to Rava, who holds that the Kedusha over here is a Kedusha Gemura, how could it be that it should be Tofis Pidyoinoi? The Chira, Kedusha's Haguf never has Pidyon. So too according to Blazer Beb Shimon, it's Mavur Nigmar Psochim, Mefurish, that there is Pidyon, and it's Yoitz L'chulin, which will be Neged this Girsa in the Gemara. And therefore, says Rashi, the Ike is like the other Girsa, so too at the end of the Mamaschil Bukuntris in Toitzvus, also comes out that the Ike Girsa is like, that according to Abaye, it's Tofis Pidyoinoi. And the explanation is very explained, the Gemara is very Mavur, that the, according to Abaye, like we said at the beginning, the Kedusha is only a Kedusha, Kedusha's Domim, until the Shechita. And even Rebbe holds that the Shechita is Mekadish the Lechem, and it becomes Kedusha's Haguf, but it's Kodosh ve'inu Kodosh, it's Einu Gomu, and therefore there is some element of Kedusha's Domim over here, therefore it's Tofis Pidyoinu. Mashainkin, according to Rava, Rava holds that according to Rebbe, the Kedusha is a Kedusha Gemura, it's just Einu Nitar, and therefore there's a din of Loi Tofis Pidyoinu, like every single Kedusha's Haguf. Now Rashi explains that even according to Abaye, who holds that the Kedusha's Haguf is not really a Kedusha Gemura, there is some element of Kedusha's Domim still over here, Afal Pikein, even so, there's no way we could go and be Poida, the Shtei Alechem, and allow the Shtei Alechem to be Yoitzei L'Chulin. The Shtei Alechem are not going to be able to become Chulin. The whole Shaila of the Gemara over here is only Benegea, the money which we're trying to be Poida, the Shtei Alechem with. Is this money, does this money become Kodosh? Is it Tofish Pidyoinu or not? But the Shtei Alechem itself, the Einu Yoitzei L'Chulin, according to Rebbe, since it's already Kedusha's Haguf, and the Kedusha's Haguf is never Yoitzei L'Chulin Alidei Pidyon. This Arashi explains, and Tosfos brings out this point in the Ramaschil B'Kuntres, that Arashi learns, according to Rebbe, there's no Yetzia L'Chulin on the Shtei Alechem, and the whole Shaila of the Gemara is only by Tofis Pidyoinoi, only Benegea the money, is there any Kedusha B'Nchal onto the money. Now the Gemara by us, Bemis continues on, and the Gemara says, Bishleima according to Rava, this is the difference between Rebbe and the Blazer Beb Shimon. According to the Blazer Beb Shimon, there's a normal Pidyon, like a Kedushas Domim. Mashegin according to Rebbe, it's a Kedushas Haguf, and it's Loi Tofis Pidyoinoi. But according to Abaye, who holds that even according to Rebbe, it's Tofis Pidyoinoi, like this Gisa, according to the second Gisa of Rashi, then what is the difference between Rebbe and the Blazer Beb Shimon? Everyone agrees that it's Tofis Pidyoinoi. Now Bemis, there's Bamisha Pele, which Tosfos over here already asks on the Lashon of Rashi, Tosfos the Ramaschil B'Kuntres, he asks already on the Lashonis of Rashi, and the B'Kvegen Ginnin Ashas points out that L'Chorah this is not just Shveh on the Lashonis of Rashi, this is Shveh B'Chlal on the Ikir Gemara, and Tosfos earlier on in Mevavah Med Aleph Bemes asks like this, on the Ikir Gemara, since we explained that even according to Abaye, in Shittas Rebbe, there is a Kedushas Haguf on the Shtei Alechem, and there's no way the Shtei Alechem is going to go out L'Chulin, then L'Chorah, what is the Gemara's Kasha? What is the difference between Rebbe and the Blazer Beb Shimon according to Abaye? L'Chorah, they're very different. According to the Blazer Beb Shimon, the Shtei Alechem is a normal Kedushas Domim, and it has a Pidyon, and the Lechem goes out L'Chulin. Mashenkin, according to Rebbe, the Kedusha is already a Kedushas Haguf. Enechanami, there's enough of a kedusha of kedushas domim that should be tofes pidyoinoi, that there is some kedusha going over onto the money, like we'll explain soon, according to the Avon of Shittas Abaye, that there is a tofes pidyoinoi, but al koponin shtei alechem itself is einu yoytzei lechulin, according to Rebbe. Mamela, why is the Gemara's kasha? According to Abaye, what is the difference between Rebbe and Ablozer Beib Shimon? L'chay, there's a big enough gemina over here whether the lechem is yoytzei lechulin. Toisus over here, the end of the Ramaschi Bekuntris, is not clear. The Achrinim says, Fasemes, Oilas Shloime. It is not clear what Toisus over here means to answer. But Toisus earlier on in Mevovim et Aleph answers a very Yesoidus Digim Halach, which is Avonah Bichlal in our Gemara, and says Toisus that Be'emes, the reason why Rebbe holds that there's a Kedusha over here on the Shtei Alechem, which is not, there's no Pidyon on this Kedusha, and we cannot be Moitzi, the Lechem Lechulin, is not because the Shechita was Mekadesh, the Lechem. The Shechita Be'emes wasn't Mekadesh, it's still a Kedusha Sdomim, Mitzad the Shechita. But the reason is because Rebbe holds Tanu Mekadesh, the Gemara over here also holds that Rebbe's Shita is Tanu Mekadesh, like the Gemara has such a tzad later on in Ayin Beis Amid Beis. And there's already a Kedushas HaGuf by the Tanu, earlier by the Afir, by the baking of the Lechem, there was already a Kedushas HaGuf, and this is the reason why the Shtei Alechem could not go out of Chulin. Memeila, since this is not because of Rebbe's Shita of Shchita, in this point there will be no machlokes between Rebbe and Ablozer Beib Shimon. Ablozer Beib Shimon will also agree that the Lechem could not go out of Chulin if he would hold Tanu Mekadesh. Memeila, says the Gemara, there's no difference be'etzem in the machlokes between Rebbe and Ablozer Beib Shimon if the Shchita is doing the Kedusha or only the Zrika, since mitzad the Pidyon, everyone agrees it's tofes pidyoinoi, there's Kedusha going over onto the money, and mitzad the Lechem, there is be'emes opinion which allows the Lechem to go out of Chulin if we hold that Tanu is not Mekadesh. The only reason why Rebbe holds that the Lechem does not go out of Chulin is for different reason aside the problem, because there's a Tanu Mekadesh, it already created the Kedusha Saguf earlier on by the Tanu, which is Rebbe Shitta of Tanu Mekadesh. This is how Tosfos explains earlier in Mevovim et Aleph, our Gemara, that the reason why there's no Yetzia Lechulin is only because of Tanu Mekadesh. Now, Be'emes, this Shitta of Tosfos is very hard to explain. The Achrinim, the Karen Uriah earlier on, he asks very strongly on Tosfos, so too the Biskerov in his Sefer, in Hilchas Tmidim Musafim, Omud Mem Gimel Omed Aleph in the brackets, he asks on Tosfos, it's very hard to understand. How could Tosfos learn our Gemara is going Lemandoma Tanu Mekadesh, and there's already a Kedushas HaGuf earlier on by the baking of the Lechem? L'chaya, if so, there's no way we can have a Kedusha of a Tofis Pidyoinoi, and the whole discussion of our Gemara, when is a Kedushas HaGuf being Chal by the Shechita or only by the Zrika? L'chaya, the whole thing is irrelevant, since there's already Aloch of Tanu Mekadesh, and the Aloch of Kedushas HaGuf is ready earlier, and the Gemara says later on in Ayin Beis Amid Beis, that the only difference is only Legabel Kvias, which is according to Rashi, we said, Machlekes earlier on, what the Gemara means, in the Aloch of Kvias, Baal Koponim, if we have Aloch of Tanu Mekadesh, which is Aloch of Eklishores, how could it be a Darga of Kedusha, of Abaye, of Tofis Pidyoinoi? We never find anywhere a Kedushas HaGuf should be Tofis Pidyon if it's already a Darga of a Kedushas Klishoris. So L'chir al-Gemara says the Karenur, so too the Mikdash Tovin Simchov Tes, the Chazanish is similar with base, and the Biskerov over there in the Sefer, and Ilchus Tumidim Musafim, they all say L'chir al-Gemara has to be going to Madoma Tanu Einu Mekadesh. And there's no Kedusha HaGuf of Klishoris in our Sugya till the Shechita or until the Zrika, and therefore there's still an element of Kedushas Domim going on, which allows the Pidyon to be Toifas, to be Nitfas in the Mois. But if there's already a Kedushas Klishoris, it's very hard to understand that it should be a Tofis Pidyoinoi, L'chir according to Abaye, there'll be no way that Abaye should hold a Tofis Pidyoinoi. And Be'emes, if you look at the Lashon of Rashi by us, in Devar Maschil, Lefsule Biyotze, Rashi, when he comes to explain the second Girsa in the Gemara, he says clearly that the reason why the Lechem does not go out L'chulin is because Kadishtei Shechita B'miktzas. The Shechita has already been Mekadish the Lechem a bit, B'miktzas, enough that it should not be able to go out L'chulin, which is Mefurish in Rashi, that the reason why there's no Yetzir L'chulin is because of the Shechita itself, and not like Tosfos explains, it's only because of the Halacha of Tanu Mekadish. Memele in Shittas Rashi al Koponim is mefurish that the aloche of Yitzir l'chulim is because of the Shchita. Memele, why do we have to understand why does the Gemara not say that the difference between Rebbe and the Blazer Reb Shimon is whether the lechem goes al l'chulim, which is a machlekes inherently in their machlekes, whether the Shchita is mekadish the lechem enough that the lechem should not be able to go al l'chulim. And this is Bemis Hakoishi, this is a difficulty in this second Gisa of Rashi. And the Kainoi over here discusses ways of answering this kasha, because the Chayyim Alech of Tosfos, that the Gemara over here is going to Madama Tanu Mekadish, the Chayyim is very hard to understand. Now in this Ikashita of Abaye in our Sugya, that we find that he says, Kodosh Veini Kodosh, and according to this Gisa of Rashi, the Kedusha does not allow the Yitzir L'chulin, the Shtei Alechem stays B'Kedusha, like a Kedusha Saguf, but Mitzacheni is Tofis Pidyoinoi. The pidyon is yet tough as the money, it becomes kodesh with the kedusha of shtei alechem. Now, lechuyah be'emus, this is a stereo in Eubay. Nobody by kedusha has haguf, there's no pidyon, and therefore the mois remains chulin because he hasn't done anything, he hasn't been poider the kedusha onto the mois. And by kedusha has domim, the reason why the money becomes kodesh is because the kedusha goes off the chayfetz of kedusha's domim and goes onto the money. This is how the money becomes kodesh. So the Chayyah over here, since the Shtei Alechem remains B'Kedushosoi, how should it be possible that the money itself should be Tofis Fidyoinoi? The Chayyah is a steer. There's no way that the money should get the Kedusha if the Kedusha is remaining on the Lechem. The Tur Yazroim, he asks this prompt to the Chazanish in a letter in the Sefer Tur Yazroim Amud Kuf Lamed Hei. And the Chazanish answered the Tur Yazroim and he wrote back to him that if we look well in the Loshon of Rashi, Rashi Baros in the Ramaschel Efsule B'Yotze explains that even though, according to Abaye, there is a Kedushas Haguf on the Shtei Alechem, but there still remains a Kedushas Domim also. Says the Chazanish, is not a Chiluk in the Kamus of the Shtei Alechem, but in the Eichus of the Kedusha, there's a Kedushas Haguf and a Kedushas Domim, Morovin Zebose, and the Chazanish points out we do find such a kind of idea. And the concept is found earlier in Zvochim, Kuf Yudom Ed Aleph, Tiva Maschel Koimetz. We do find such an idea that there's a Kedushas Haguf which has still in it elements of Kedushas Domim. And says the Chazanish, Memela, this is the explanation over here in Shittas Abaye, that the Yitzir L'chulin does not take place on the Lechem because the Lechem does have a Kedushas Haguf, but does have also some darga in Eichus of a Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Domim does have Pidyon. And therefore, the Pidyon, when he tries to be poida the Kedusha from the Shtei Alechem onto the money, then the Kedushas Domim al Koponim is going to go off the Kedusha of the Lechem, it's going to go off the Lechem and onto the money, and therefore the money is going to now become Kodosh with the Kedushas Domim, which went off the Lechem. Even though the Lechem itself stays B'Kedushas Haguf, because the Kedushas Haguf Sheboy could not be Nifde, and this stays on the Shtei Alechem, which causes the Lechem to remain B'Kedushoson. But Al Koponim, the money is tofis in the Kedushas Domim. Since there's an Irvuv of Kedushas Domim and the Kedushas Haguf, this is the Avona that Chazanish explains, and he learns this up in Rashi. He is Mayrich, that this is what Rashi means to explain in the Vamaschel Efsule B'Yotze, that there's both, there's a Kodosh Ve'inei Kodosh, it still remains a Gvisa Darga of Kedushas Domim, but it does have in it a Kedushas Haguf also, which does not allow the Lechem to go L'chulim. Reb Beryl Soloveitchik in the Shuri Agreed, he explains in a different way that even if one would say that the Kedushas Haguf is Gomo, we already have a Kedushas Haguf, we do not have any Chalokim of Kedushas Domim over here, but there could be idea of Tofis Pidyoinoi, which we find other places like Shvius, Orla, the Gemara says, in Kedushin Nun Chesamed Aleph, that is Aloch of Tofis Pidyoinoi, even though the Kedusha remains on the first Chayfetz, but there's Aloch of Tofis Pidyoinoi that it tells us that if someone tries to do a Pidyon, the Kedusha goes also onto the money, even though it stays on the first Chayfetz. And he says in the Rambam, in Me'ila, Pegdalet Aloch Ches, it will be Mavua that even by Hekdush, normal Hekdush, also has Aloch of Tfisas Pidyon. And the Mela, the Mois becomes Kodosh, even though the Kedusha remains like it was on the Chayfetz. Now, says Reb Beryl, the reason why normally by Kedushas Haguf, it's not so the Aloha is that the money is Chulin, is because it's Bechlal no Maisa Pidyon. The Maisa Pidyon is a son that he's not doing anything. He is taking a kedusha which cannot be redeemed. And Mamela, there's not even a maisa pidyon enough to be chal a maisa of tvisas domim. Mashinken over here about the shtei alechem, which is kodosh ve'ine kodosh. This allows a koponim to be chal that it's called a maisa pidyon enough for the din of tvisas domim that the money should also get hold of this kedusha, even though the kedusha remains intact on the shtei alechem, which is the kedushas haguf. This is how Rebbe Soloveitchik explains the geder of the Avona according to Abaye, and in the din of Tfisas Domim in our sugya of the Shtei Alechem. Now just one more point on this sugya, and this is the Avona in Shitas Rova. Rova is the one who says according to Rebbe, there's a Kedushas Haguf, Gomu, over here it's a Kedushas Haguf which is chal through the Shchita. What Rebbe says, Kodosh Ve'ini Kodosh, only means that Kodosh Ve'ini Nitar, we cannot go and eat the Lechem is not Roi La'achila. Explains the Keren Ura, the reason why, according to Rava, one cannot eat the Lechem, is because in order to go and have a Heter Achila, we need to have a Zrika of the Dam, and since there was no Zrika, because the Zrika was Shloi Lishma, and in Shloi Lishma there's no Akrov of Lechem, Memela, he's missing the Heter Achila, which is like every kodshim lifnei achila, lifnei zrika, cannot be eaten. So too this shtei alechem is like kodshim lifnei zrikas domim. But the kedusha is a fatiga kedusha gemura of kedushas haguf, according to Rav. Mashaikid and according to Abaya, he holds that the kedusha of here is kodosh ve'ine kodosh, and therefore there's even a tofish pidyoine also. This is how the Kainer explains shitas Rav. But the Biskei Rav in his Sefer is Marich, in Hilchos Tumidim u'Musafim, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, he says that l'chayyur, the Lashon of Rebbe, kodosh ve'inoi kodosh, l'chayyur is very non-medukta according to Shittas Rav. If we're saying that according to Rav, the Kedusha is a fatiga, the Kedusha gemura, the only reason why he cannot eat the korban, the shtei alechem, is only because it does not have a heter achila, like every single kodshim lifnei zrika, just like by all kodshim lifnei zrika, we will not call the kodshim einoi kodosh. It is fatiga kedusha, it's got kedushas hakorban, it is only missing in the heta achila. So to be about the shtei alechem, why should we say that the shtei alechem is called kodosh ve'ine kodosh, which was mashmal chiyah, that's something missing in the kedusha of the shtei alechem. And he also, he's medayik in the loshon of the Rambam, that the Rambam's loshon is that the din of the kodosh ve'ine kodosh is going on the lechem, that the lechem itself is missing in the Kedusha, says the Biskei Rav L'Chayyur, this is Mashma, not like the Keren Ura explains, that the din of the Kedusha, according to Rav, is the Kedusha Gemura, but only missing the Heter Achila. Explains the Biskei Rav, that Be'emes, even according to Rav, that the din of Kodosh Ve'ini Kodosh, is only Kodosh Ve'ini Nitar, does not mean to say that it's a Kedusha Gemura, but it's only missing the Heter Achila, because he didn't have a Zrika of Lishma. But even according to Rav, he also agrees that according to Rebbe, who holds the Shechita itself, Kabi Mekadesh, the Lechem, but it's missing something in the Kedusha, like the Lashon of Rebbe is, like Rebbe's Lashon is, Kodosh Ve'inu Kodosh, there's something missing in the Kedusha. The Machlekes between Abaya and Rav is to understand what is the Dargah of this Kedusha of Rebbe, of Kodosh Ve'inu Kodosh. Abaya holds that the Kedusha is missing in the Ikka Kedusha's Haguf. The Kedusha's Haguf is not Gomu and therefore still Tofis Pidyoinoi. Mashegi Rav disagrees. Rav holds that the Kedusha's Haguf is Gomu, but it's still missing in its Kedusha that it does not have a Shem of Shtei Alechem enough to be allowed to be eaten. That's what Kodesh Ve'ini Nitar. Kodesh Ve'ini Nitar, the reason why it is not Nitar Ba'achila is because it's missing in its Kedusha of Shtei Alechem in order to be allowed to be eaten, and therefore it cannot be eaten because it's still missing in the Kedusha, like the Lashon of Rebbe is Kodesh Ve'ini Kodesh. So it comes out that everyone agrees that there's some element of missing in the Kedusha, like the Lashon of Rebbe. The Machlokes is only in the Geder of this Einu Kodesh. Is it Chesaron in the Kedusha's Haguf? Or is it only a chisaron in the kedusha of shtei alechem, which doesn't allow it to be eaten la'achila because it's missing still in its shem of shtei alechem? But the reason why it cannot be eaten is definitely because a chisaron in the kedusha, like its mashma in the loshon of Rebbe, and like Bemis mavur in the divrei Rambam, and explains the Biskei Rav that with this we can understand that the Rambam is bichlal mashmit the machlokes Abaye and Rav. He doesn't make down at all this machlokes. Explains the Biskei Rav that since we said the whole machlokes is only a machlekes in the dag of the Einoi Kodosh, according to Rebbe, what is the gedder of the Kedusha over here, of Kodosh ve'Einoi Kodosh, Mamela one can say, that this machlekes is only, according to the Mad Omar, Tanu is Einoi Mekadosh. Therefore, there's no Kedusha Saguf until the Shechita, and we have to know, after the Shechita, what is the dag of the Kedusha? But according to us, who we paskin, that Tanu Mekadosh, and there's a Kedusha Saguf earlier by the Tanu, there's no Mokoim at all, there's no place for this whole Machlekes of Abaya and Rove and Shittas Rebbe, because the Din of Rebbe is a different Halacha Legabe Kviyas, like the Gemara says later on, and there's no Machlekes at all in the Dag of the Kedusha Saguf, since he has already a total Kedusha Saguf with the Tanu, since we pass in Tanu Mekadosh. And therefore the Rambam does not bring down this Machlekes of Abaya and Rove, he only says the Lashon of the Gemara Bepshitas, that it's l'kodosh ve'enoi kodosh, which means enoi nita la'achile. Chazanish also, in similar medbase, we've got in Tess, explains that this is the reason why the Rambam doesn't bring down the Gemara, is because the Rambam paskins Tanu Mekadosh. But al-Kaponim, this is a machlikus, you say this thing machlikus, between the Karinoi and the Biskarov, and explaining Shittas Rov, why is the Lechem enoi nita arba'achile? Is this because it's just missing the Zrika Saddam, like every cold minute from Zrika? Or Be'emes is also because it's missing in the Kedusha of the Kedusha of the Shtei Alechem, and not Legab the Kedusha Zaguf, but only Legab this, that is Einoi Nita Ba'achila, like the Biskarov explains Ba'ariches in the Sefer Nilchus Tvidim Omosofim. Moving further on in the Sugya, Bo'yuminei Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchok Me'emchi Ba'abe, Kivsei Atzeres Sheshochton Ishmon Vezorak Domon Shelo Lishmon, asks the Gemara, Oysa Alechem Ma'o Ba'achila, and the Gemara discusses Ba'ariches over here, that Lechere Ba'ezukes Dom Shelo Lishmoi, there should be no way we are to be matted the lechem ba'achila. And the Gemara brings down the Mbreisa, Machlikas, Ablezer, and Rebbe Akiva, in the case of lechem sheyotzu, ben shchita lizrika, and uzorak domon, with the machsheves of pigle, is the lechem nispagel, do we say, yish belechem ishum pigle, or ein belechem ishum pigle, Machlikas, Ablezer, and Rebbe Akiva, and we'll explain soon what the dimion of the Gemara is, between the din of Zrika Shlolishmo, which we're discussing in our sugya, and the Gemara Shtelsu, the Gemara's Medame, the din of Zrika, in the case was Lechem Sheyotzu, Legabe the Aloch of Zrika Me'eles Leyotzi. Before we explain the Iked Dimion of the Gemara, Lemaisa the Breisa itself, which is a Machlekes, Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva, and we have a Chiddush the Geshit of Reb Akiva, that Zrika Me'eles Leyotzi, enough that the Lechem should also be Nispagel, and Yesh Belechem Ishum Pigel, asks Reb Chaim Oizer, Chilik Beis in Achiezer, Chilik Beis in Mem Aleph, Sivkot and Gimel, L'chayu we know that Legabe the din of Pigel, the Aloch is, we need that the Kolmi should be kosher, besides any other psul of Pigel, there should be no other psul besides the psul of Pigel, this is the Aloch of Koyer Vamati, Kamitzvosoi, asks Reb Chaim Oizer, L'chayu in our sugi over here, that the Lechem was Yotzo, since the Lechem was Yotzo L'chutz, and became possible by Yotze, like the Gemara says, was ready in the Skadish with the Shechita, they hold like Shittas Rebbe, and there's Chala Psul of Yotze on the Lechem, L'chayu this goes into the Klal of Ovad HaLechem of Dukvosim. L'chayu since the Lechem became possible, it's Ovad HaLechem, and the Memele Mitzad Aloch of Zika tells us of Dukvosim, the Kvosim also become possible. Memele, if we want to discuss the din of pigle to be chal on the kvosim, lechayu over here, we have a different psul of ovad alechem, of the kvosim. Why does this not take up care? Why is this not a problem of koyev amatik mitzvosoi? Since there's a different psul besides the psul of pigle. This is a kasha of Chaim Oizer asks, how can a bekiva hold that zrika me'eles liyotze should be enough? That there should be a psul of pigle? L'chayu for pigle, we need to have korev amatik mitzvosoi, and over here we have ovad alechem of the kvosim. Says the B'chaim Moise over here, Yitzhoi Tzig Nekuda, and he says also mavur over here in the Shittim Mokobetzes, that according to Shittas Reb Akiva who holds Zrika Mu'eles Leyoitzei, that the chalois of Zrika is enough, even though the lechem of Yotzo is Mu'eles Leyoitzei, to go Mimevele De Mi'ila, Mu'itzil De Mi'ila, that the Gwan discusses later on, L'gabed the din of pigle, Memele, this is not enough to call the Lechem Ovad HaLechem. Ovad HaLechem is only in a case where the Zrika will not go on the Lechem at all. The Lechem is Ovad, it's totally not in the world. Al Kaponim in here, where Be'emes the Lechem is only a Yotzo, and the Aloch is Zrika Mu'eles Leyotze, even though of course the Lechem is possible, but this is not Nichlal in the Klal of Ovad Alechem, since Lemaise could still have a Chalois of Zrika, and Memele, the Kvosim, do not become possible because of the din of Zika, of Ovad Alechem, of the Kvosim, and Memele, the only Psul which we have over here on the Kvosim, is only the Chalois of Psul Machsheves Pigel, and it's called a Korev Amatik Mitzvosoi, since Zrika Meyeles Liyotzi. This is a Yisoid which is Mavu in our Sugya, that the din of Zrika Meyeles Liyotzi is enough, that it's not called the Ovad Alechem, and Memele, the Kabir Machsheves Pigel. This is our Chaim Moshe Shpazi, his Mechiach, from our Sugya. Now, in the Ikad Dimion of the Gemara, what the Gemara is Medama, the Gemara says, we're discussing Be'emes the Din of Zrikas Domon Shaloi Lishmon, and the Gemara had a Shaila, if Oise Alechem is Muta Ba'achila or not, and the Gemara says that this Shlechaya will be depend according to Shittas Ebakiva, Ebakiva according to Eiv Sheshes explains Ebakiva's Shitta, that the Din of Zrika Moyeles Le'yotzi works even if the lechem is outside, and it is enough to be koivea the lechem bepigel, Memele says the Gemara according to Rebbe Akiva, who are din, so too we should say, that the zrikas hadam sheloi lishmon of the kvosim should be enough to be mati the lechem beachile. And Bemis, the Gemara doesn't explain too much, and it's very hard to understand, lechere, what is the dimin of the Gemara? Why, how can we be medam the two psulim together? Blagaba the psul of Yoitse, we have the klal of Zrika Meyeles Liyotzi, and Mamela this is enough to be Mechal, Chalois, or Pigel, of Machsheves Pigel. What is the Shaykhis to the din of Zrika Shaloi Lishmon, which doesn't have Bichlala Krov of Lechem? How could the Zrika of Shaloi Lishmoi go on be Mati the Lechem, according to Shittas Rebakiva of Zrika Meyeles Liyotzi? Why should it be Tolu Zeh Bezeh, which is Mavur in our Gemara, that according to Rebakiva should be Huadin? So too, by Zrika Shaloi Lishmoi should be Mati the Lechem. Now, by Emes Lemaitse Rashi and Omid Beis Din Vamaschil Mai, so too in Toisvis, over there on Omid Beis Din Vamaschil Kovo Lechem Bepigel, explain, and the Kainer points this out, so too the Biskerov in his Sefer, Chidush Emor, Riza Levi, Hilchas Tumidim and Mustafim, Omid Mem Gimel, they point out that Rashi and Toisvis learn the Sugi over here, that the Gemara is not comparing the two Psulim, the Psul of Yoitzei Legabe Pigel to the Psul of Zrika Shloili Shmoi. The Gemara is just bringing out an idea and a concept which we find in Shittas Reb Akiva, that in order to have the halacha of Zrika Meyeles Liyotzei, we need that the chilek which went outside, went out of the mechitzos, is a chilek of the Ikka Korban. The only way Zrika Meyeles Liyotzei should go and work, that the Zrika in the Korban inside should go and be moil, should work for the chilek which went outside, is only if it's one korban, if it's gufei dezivcha. If it's gufei dezivcha, then there's a din of Zrika Meyeles Liyotzi, and this is also Mavur Barichas in the Gemara, Zvochim, Tzadik Omid Aleph, that the din of Zrika Meyeles Liyotzi can only work on gufei dezivcha. Memeila the Gemara has a tzad, which is Bemes Repopa by us, who holds that this din of Zrika Meyeles Liyotzi in Rebbe Akiva is not said b'negea d'shtei alechem, since the Shtei Alechem is not called Gufei Dezivcha, it's not the same chilek of the Korban of the Kvasim, and therefore Zrika Meyeles Liyotzi over here is not going to be enough, the Zrika on the Kvasim to be Mati and to be Moil, that it should work even on the Lechem, which is not part of the Zevach. But says the Gemara, now the Gemara holds, if Sheshes holds, that according to Bakiva, the din of Zrika Meyeles Liyotzi works even Legab the Shtei Alechem also, is muchach, that the Shtei Alechem is b'emes gufei dezivcha, is a chilek of the Ikka Korban. And this is very well explained, according to what we said earlier from the Biskerov, that with the Shchita, according to Rebbe, there's b'emes chalekvias, it's not just a zika, which is a connection between the two, but it's binikva, that there's one Korban over here, there's a chefta of a Korban with these Shtei Kvosim together, with the Shtei Alechem. And this is all one Korban, which is Mamish Gufi de Zivcha, enough to make a Chalois of Zrika Meyeles Liyotzi, even on Shtei Alechem, which went outside. And this is what the Gemara is being Medama, the Gemara is comparing, and the Gemara is taking out this idea from Reb Akiva. That if we see in Reb Akiva that the Shtei Alechem is Gufi de Zivcha, Memela, this is also going to be enough for the Zrika's Dam Shaloi Lishmoi, since it already had a Shchita of Lishmoi, and this was Kuvea, the Lechem became Gufi de Zivcha, together with the Kvosim, even though later on was a Zrika Shaloi Lishmoi, which does not have a Heta of Lechem, but since it's Mati the Kvosim, the Zrika's Dam Shaloi Lishmoi, even though it's not kosher, it's not Oile Lechuvah, but it's a kosher HaKrova, the Korban is kosher, and you're allowed to eat the Kvosim, so too you'll be able to allow to eat any chilek of this kvasim, and the chilek of the kvasim is also includes these shtei alechem, which was already nikva with the shechita. And this is a Gemara svara that according to Rabbi Akiva, since it's a gufa de zivcha legaba the dinos, you can melech leyoitze, so too it should be called a gufa de zivcha benegea this halacha of zorak domon shelo lishmon lehate boso ba'achile. This is how Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn the sugya, that this is a Gemara's dimyon. We're not comparing the psulim together, we're only taking our concept or idea which we find in Shittas Rabbi Akiva legaba the din of zvika mieles leyoitze. But says the Biskirov that he himself will suggest a different mahalach over here in the Gemara to understand the dimyon and what the Gemara is trying to bring out for Shittas Rabbi Akiva. Says the Biskirov with a hektum, with a mimaktim, there's a kashi over here which Shittas Mekubetzes asks on Memzayin Omed Beis and Ois Gimel. In the other nusachs, the Ramas Chelisnayu says the Shittas Mekubetzes. Here you have to understand what the Gemara says in the Shittas of Sheishes, that Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Lezer, they both hold of Shittas Rebbe, that the Shechita itself is Mekadish the Lechem, and therefore later on, after the Shechita, if the Lechem went out, it became possible Yoitze, since it's already had a Chalois Kiddush of Kedushas Haguf, to become possible Yoitze. Asks the Shitta, why does the Gemara have to say that they go with Shittas Rebbe, that the Shechita is Mekadish the Lechem? L'chaya, even according to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, who holds that only the Zrika is Mekadish to become possible Yoitze, L'chaya, since according to Rav Sheshes, we're discussing that the Lechem is still outside B'shas the Zrika, Memeila L'chaya, B'shas the Zrika, where the Lechem is outside, the, if we hold like Rebbe Akiva, that Zrika Mu'eles L'yoitze, the Zrika is going to work on the Lechem, which is outside, and it'll be Mekadish the Lechem, according to Rebbe Lozor, Rebbe Shimon, and automatically, at the same time, simultaneously, it'll become possible Yoitze. So L'chaya, why does the Gemara have to say that we're going only with Shittas Rebbe? L'chaya, even according to Rebbe Lozor, Rebbe Shimon, the Zrika should be Mo'eles L'yoitze when the Lechem is outside, and it should become possible at the same time, it should become possible B'yoitze. Says the Shittas Mekubetzes, a Yisoid, that even though we find over here in the Sugya of Rebbe Akiva, it's M'chodesh Diga Shitta, of Zrika Mo'eles L'yoitze, it's enough to be Kaveh B'Pigel. But says the Shitta, this is only in a case where there's not missing any Kiddusha. The Kiddushas HaGuf, which the Korban has, is gomu, it's gemura, it's fatig, it's finished by the shechita or by the kedushas haguf which it had in the korban, and it's not missing any kedusha, and therefore the din of the zrika, even though the bechilik of the korban went outside, like the imurim went outside, which Rebbe Akiva is discussing normally, this korban is not missing any kedusha. It's only got psul of yoytze. On that, says Rebbe Akiva that the psul of yoytze is only psul tzadi, and therefore zrika mieles liyoytze, like Rashi explains at the end of the Ramad Aleph. Masha'inkin, in a case where we need the kedusha of the shechita and the zrika to be mekadish the lechem, then if the lechem is outside, even according to Rebbe Akiva that zrika mieles liyoytze, but it is not enough to go be mekadish the lechem. In order that the Kedusha should be chal, the Lechem has to be inside the Azorah, and it's not enough if the Lechem is outside, even though Zrika Mieles Liyoytze. Mameila the Gemara says that it has to be that Rebbe Akiva holds like Shittas Rebbe, because according to Rebbe Lozor, Rebbe Shimon, that we still need the Zrika to be Mekadish the Lechem, then since the Lechem is outside B'shas the Zrika, there's no way that the Zrika is going to work ad kedei kach to go me Mekadish the Lechem. For the Kedusha, we need it to be Lifnei Hashem, to be inside. And Mameila the Gemara has to say that Rebbe Akiva goes with Rebbe. So says the Biskirov that we see over here from the Shitta, that any time there's missing Kedusha in the Lechem, then there's no klal of Zrika Mieles Leyoitze. So Be'emes, we have to understand, even according to Rebbe, who holds that the Shechita is Mekadish the Lechem, but Al Kaponim, we said earlier, that even though we have a Machlokes of Abaye and Rove, whether the, according to Rebbe, if it's Kodesh Veinu Gomu, or Kodesh Veinu Nitar, but says a Biskirov, that the, even according to Rove, they're still missing a Kedusha legaba the Heta Achille. Memeila, L'chaya, since it's missing a Kedusha, how could it be, according to Rebbe, Zrika Mo'eles L'yoitze, even though the Lechem's outside, L'chaya, it's missing the Kedusha, how could it be that the Zrika should work, I'm going to be Goymer the Kedusha on the Lechem, and Memeila, L'chaya, the Shitta says, any time when we need to have the Kedusha, then the Lechem has to be inside. L'chaya, even according to Rebbe, we should have to have the Lechem being inside, and it shouldn't be enough for the din of Zrika Mo'eles L'yoitze. Says the Biskirov, L'chaya, we can say that this is gufa what the Gemara means to ask. that Be'emes, according to Rebbe Akiva, that we find the musig, the idea of Zriko Mi'eles Le'yotze, even by the Shtei Alechem, when they're outside, is Muchach, that he holds, according to Rebbe, that the Shechita is Mekadesh, is Be'emes a Kedusha Gemura, it's a Fatigi Kedusha, the Kedusha is finished, the Kedusha's Haguf is total, and Hu Adin has a Kedusha's Korban, that's Be'emes Mutar Ba'achila. It's only missing the Zrika, like every Korban's missing the Zrika, could not be eaten before the Zrika. But it's not missing any Kedusha, and therefore Rebbe Akiva holds, we can have the Klal of Zrika Me'eles Le'yotze, even Mashtei Alechem also. And this is what the Gemara Gufa means to Taina, that since, according to Rebbe Akiva, we find the idea of Zrika Me'eles Le'yotze on Mashtei Alechem, which is Be'emes L'chir, missing the Kedusha, is Bal Kolchoch, according to Rebbe Akiva, must be, that the Shechita already took care of all the Kedusha, and the Kedusha Gemura, says the Gemara, if so, Hu Adin, if we go and shech the Korban, the Shtei Alechem, we already had the Shechita of the Kvasim, Lishmon, and the Kedusha was Gemura, even though later on we had the Zrikas Dam, Shaloi Lishmon, but this Shaloi Lishmon is only needed to go Mimate, Ba'achile, like every single Korban needs to have a Heta of Zrika. This can be done even on a Zrika Shaloi Lishmon, since the din of Zrika Shaloi Lishmon, which is not Mate de Lechem, is learnt out from Psukim, from Atreus Kohanim. This miyot is only in a case where it's missing the Kedusha, then the Zrika's Dam Shaloi Lishmon cannot go Mimekadish de Lechem. Masha'inkein, in a case where the Zrika's Hadam is not needed for the Kedusha, it's just needed for the Heta, for the actual Heta Achila, Bepoyel, to go and allow one to eat, then just like it's Mate de Kvosim, so too it can be Mate de Lechem. The miyot is only in a case where it has to be with needed to go and be mekadish the lechem, and on that we learn that zrikas shloi lishmoi cannot be mekadish the lechem. But since according to Rebbe Akiva, zrika me'eles le'yotze is enough, that's not missing the kedusha. It's just a din I need to have a heter of the zrika. Memeila the zrikas dam shloi lishmoi should also be enough to go and be mati the lechem ba'achila. And this is what the Gemara timing over here according to Rebbe Akiva, numa halach of the Biskayovin is safer and Chastwidim and Masofim to explain the Gemara's Dimyon from Rebbe Akiva, why according to Shitas Rebbe Akiva, Zvikas Dam Shaloi Lishmoi should go be Matzid Alechem. Now just one Ha'orah, Rebbe Beryl, the son of the Biskayovin, asked his father, that L'chir, according to this Cheshbon, that we say that the din of Zvika Me'eles Le'yotze is not going to work even according to Shitas Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, they're still missing the Kedusha. And like the Shittim Ukubetze says, according to Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, so too according to Rebbe, if it's missing Kedusha, it should not work, Zvika Me'eles Le'yotze on the Lechem. Says Rebbe Beryl, Al-Khir, in Ubezein, the Rambam is going to come out very hard to understand, because the Rambam paskins like Rover's din of Einoi Nitar, he says the din of Kodesh Ve'Einoi Kodesh, and he says it's Kodesh Ve'Einoi Nitar, and Afal Pi Kein, even so, he paskins like Rebbe Akiva, that the din of Zvika Me'eles Le'yotze works, even in the case where the Lechem is still outside. Like if Shesha says, and Mameila L'chayra, you see clearly in the Rambam, even though the Lechem is still missing the Kedusha of Heta Achila, Afal Pikein, even so, the din of Zrika Me'eles Le'yotze allows the Kedusha to go and be Chal on the Lechem. Is L'chayra is Muchach in the Rambam, that even though according to Blos Reb Shimon, where it needs the Ike Kedusha, is only Chal by the Zrika, then we need the Lechem to be inside. But according to Rebbe, since the Ike Kedusha had already by the Shechita, it only needs to fear, or it only needs to go and become gomul with the Zrika, then this din can be taken place, can take place, even though the Lechem is still outside. And L'chir, Ibazei, the Biskayov's Pshat, L'chir is Shver, because according to the Biskayov, it should come out that the Rambam cannot paskin these two halachas, to paskin like Rebbe on one side, that is missing the Kedusha, and to paskin like Rebbe Akiva, that Zrika Me'eles Le'yotze. So L'chir from the Rambam is Mavur, he didn't learn the Gemara's Dimin like this. And L'chir, you're going to have to say, you know, like the Ram, like Rashi and Tosfos, that the Gemara's Dimyon is only legab the din of Gufa de Zivcha, like the Keren Ora points out also from Rashi and Tosfos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.